Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for a true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 79, Semi-Experts Profit by Saving Us Time, and There Are Always More Than Two Options by Derek Sivers of Sivers.org.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Living Daily, the podcast that brings you the best in personal development and productivity every day of the week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Justin Mollick.
Hello, old friends. This is OLD, or old, or Optimal Living Daily, whatever you want to call it. And I'm Justin Mollick, or whatever you want to call me. And today is Sivers Sunday, again, with two short posts from Derek. But before we get into it, I'm giving a book away in just 2 days. And if you're not on my mailing list, you are not entered to win. So to have a chance to win the book, which is Minimalism, Live a Meaningful Life by the Minimalists, all you have to do is be a part of my free weekly newsletter. To subscribe, just text the word OPTIMAL to 44222 and you'll be in. Or if you don't like texting, you can join through my site, oldpodcast.com. Then you'll automatically be entered, plus you'll receive a free money tracking spreadsheet and a video tutorial I made just for you to go along with it. And that's it. It's Sivers Sunday. Let's start optimizing your life. Semi-Experts. Profit by Saving Us Time by Derek Sivers of Sivers.org. Here I am thinking, just tell me what to do. My kindred, Chris Guillebeau, is visiting every country in the world on a surprisingly small budget. He shares what he's learned in two great ebooks, The Unconventional Guide to Discount Airfare and How to Become a Travel Ninja. They're filled with advice on how to get the lowest rates, which airlines and airports are best, how to fly around the world for $1,000, and much more. Matthew Bennett writes a monthly newsletter called First Class Flyer, full of strategies on how to get first class seats for the same price as economy. They've both done a great job at summarizing thousands of hours of experience into a quick overview you can read in a few hours. But what if I don't even want to spend a few hours? I need to go to London, Australia, and India for 3 conferences in July, September, and November. I want someone who's thoroughly read and understood these guides to hook me up. Get me a free upgrade to first class. Make me a platinum member. Get me a pass to the red carpet lounge. Take advantage of every loophole to get me the best possible deals. A commission-based travel agent couldn't take care of all these loopholes. They get no commission for getting me these freebies, so it needs to be someone who knows all this info so they can tell me what's best for me. I'm sure if I were to call Chris or Matthew, they'd know off the top of their head, but that doesn't scale. But thanks to these great summaries, someone can become a semi-expert for under $100 in a few days' time, then offer their semi-expertise at $20 per hour to all those people, like me, who just want someone to tell us what to do. They could be anywhere in the world working from home in their spare time. At that rate, anyone who travels would be silly not to spend $10 for them to tell you the benefits that apply to you, or another $10 to have them take care of it. This applies to all industries. There's so much info out there so cheaply that anyone looking for a self-employed career could become a semi-expert at anything. For example, someone could read How to Be Your Own Booking Agent, Tour Smart, and the Tour Book in a week and become a pretty good booking agent the following week, available for $20 per hour. Hundreds of musicians would use them. The pitch is a humble one. Quote, I'm only doing what you could do yourself if you felt like taking the 100 hours to learn how, but if you don't, I'll be glad to tell you what to do or do it for you. Unquote. Know anyone doing this? There Are Always More Than Two Options by Derek Sivers of Sivers.org. Lately, I've been helping a lot of friends with decisions. The common theme I've found is that they thought they only had two options. That's not a decision, that's a self-created dilemma. The way out is to realize there are always more than two options. Backing up, when someone says they only have one option, they're really saying, quote, I have no choice, and you know that's wrong. At very least, add do nothing and go insane as choices. When they say they only have two options, beware. It means they got stuck. Once people get two options, they start comparing the pros and cons of those two and forget to think of more options. But remember those silly, creative brainstorming exercises we did as kids? As adults, people let the, quote, real world wear them down so much, they forgot that those lessons were not just for kids. As an example, a friend was trying to decide between, one, sticking with his well-paying, boring job, or two, quitting to start his own company. I suggested some other options. Fully delegate your new company. Just fund it and direct it. Hire a manager that understands your vision and spend only an hour a day overseeing it. Bring your new company idea to your boss and propose it as a division of their company so you can stay on salary. Go into work 2 hours early, but spend the first 2 hours just setting up your new company. Use lunch breaks and downtime as well. Do this until the income from the new company is 50% of your salary, then quit. Rent out your house for a year and be a house sitter to reduce your living expenses to almost nothing, and take a year-long sabbatical, reading and learning as much as possible about this new industry you want to go into, so you can attack it with more confidence in a year when you return. Decide this new business is a hobby, not a business. But you hate your existing job anyway, so find a new job that would allow you the flexibility to spend a good part of each day or week on this new hobby that makes you happy. Go work for the leader in the field of your new company. Learn even more about that industry so when you're ready to launch your new company, you're doing it with full strategic advantage and connections. Be the worst employee ever and show up to your boring job every day but refuse to do any work. Pretend to be super busy all the time but really just be working on your own company on their dime. Use every sick day and vacation day until scolded. Do this until fired. Do neither and move to New Zealand's South Island to be a tour guide on the hiking trails, etc. Some of those are intentionally silly but made him say, quote, "You made me realize I need a vacation before making a decision. I'm just feeling really stressed because of this new manager at work, and I was wanting a quick exit, but I think I need to confront this manager about our bad communication. It wasn't the new business that was inspiring me so much, but just needing to fix my current situation," unquote. Anyway, to my other friends out there who haven't come to me with decisions yet, great insight only comes from opening your mind to many options. Brainstorm them all, from the hybrids to the ridiculous. It takes under an hour, but has always helped my friends feel less stressed, think clearly, and honestly, get excited about a decision that used to feel like a dilemma. You just listened to the post titled "Semi-Experts Profit by Saving Us Time" and "There Are Always More Than Two Options," both by Derek Sivers of Sivers.org. And speaking of two options, if you want to win a book by The Minimalists in 2 days and have a chance to win on the first of every month, you have two options to join my free weekly newsletter. You can text the word OPTIMAL to the number 44222, or you can join through my site, oldpodcast.com. According to Derek, there are always more than two options, so I'm sure there are, but those are the easiest ways to get on my mailing list, I promise. And that's it for episode 79. Tomorrow is the big 8-0. I'll see you there, where your optimal life awaits.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's oldpodcast.com for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.